Well, hey, welcome back to Youth Point Downtime, where we're helping you each and every day use your downtime a little bit more effectively. I am Adam Portal, the leader of Youth Point. That's the youth group for Mount Zion Christian Assembly. And I am so glad you've joined us today. We're going to spend a few more minutes together. This is the third part today, day three of a 10-part series on how God is calling you. Have you realized how God is calling you every moment of every day? He wants to do something in your life, through your life, for your life. And all of this in a marvelous way. He is a great God. And today we're going to look at Esther. We've looked at Moses. We looked at Isaiah. Today we're going to Esther. And I'm going to read one verse for you. It's Esther chapter 4, verse 6. And it reads like this. Go, gather together all the Jews who are in Susa, and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my handmaids will fast as you do. When this is done, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law. And if I perish, I perish. That's Esther chapter 4, verse 16. And that was Esther, the queen, speaking. Now, the book of Esther is one of the most interesting books in the Bible. In the entire book, God is never mentioned, not even once, which probably makes this pick as a call story to be a little bit unusual. Now, though God does not specifically call Esther to the task, the faith heritage instilled in her as a child comes forth in this whole story. She learned from her uncle that the Jewish people, the people of God, and the people that she was a part of are going to be killed. And from her religious upbringing, Esther knows that it is through the Jews that the whole world will be blessed. And they were the people of God that were continuing to exist. And for many, this was something very important. Not only that, but she was a Jew. And the edict to destroy the Jewish people would include her as well, most likely. Even though she married the king, she remembered who she was and where she had come from. And Esther knew that sometimes something had to be done about the situations we're in. But she also knew that to do something about it could mean death for her. Now, the passage that we read tells us that no one could see the king unless he summoned or invited them. And if they came without being summoned or invited, they could be killed. In fact, most likely would. The king would not receive just anybody in his throne. Now, though Esther was the queen, she was subject to the same rules as well, which means that approaching her husband was a very dangerous situation for her. Also, even if she could speak to the king about the situation, she would have to reveal her reasons for saving the Jews, which means that she would have to expose herself as being a Jew as well, the people that were going to be killed. And this could mean that the king would kill her for revealing herself. Esther did not back away, though. When she saw her people were in trouble and she faced the situation, she faced it with prayer and with boldness. And that's what I'm talking to you about today. I want you to consider how God calls you to be bold. There are situations in your life where you just have to put it all out there, where you just have to stand up and be strong. And God calls us to be bold, you and me as well. And when we see a situation that needs to be handled, a wrong being done, or a person who needs to be stood up for, a message that should be spoken, we should approach the situation with great confidence. Why? Because God is with us. And God desires us to be bold in whatever we are called to do, even when the end of the outcome may be something bleak or dangerous. Where there is something to be done, and when there is something to be done, God calls us, and He calls someone to do it. And we can be confident that God will be with us when He calls us, no matter the outcome. And what an act of boldness is God calling you to today. Maybe you need to stand up and do something and say something that nobody else is doing or saying. And I encourage you in that. Hear God, listen, and respond. So pray with me as we close on our day three of this 10-part series on how God is calling you. God, you are mighty, you are powerful in all your ways. And we ask you to forgive us for when we do not have the confidence to act boldly in the power that you bring to us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for your love and for using us even when we're afraid of what could happen and what could follow because of our actions. Help us to follow you and your guidance at all moments in our lives. And empower us to speak and act boldly in whatever you call us to do today. Thank you for this, O God. Amen.